is Daf Kuf Yudal. So let's take it 3 lines down. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmeid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli. So the Gemara has been talking a lot about different things, the Gata, over the past few days. So the Gemara is going to finish off the Gata about how a person should eat, how much a person should eat, using money and things related to food. So the Gemara says, Achal Batzel V'Shev B'Tzel. A person should eat onions, which are cheap, and sit in the shade. And a person should not eat fancy goose and chickens, which are more expensive. And he's going to chase after them. It's going to cause a lot of loss of money. He should eat less and drink less to save money. The tosef al diraschan, better to invest it into his house, long term investment, than to waste it on a restaurant. The food comes and goes. So kiasa ula, and ula came back from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Mislam b'marava. They have a mashal, they would say, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, which would go as follows. The acha al yasa, a person who eats an ayal, tashep al yasa, is going to end up destroying his second floor of house, because he's going to be so in debt, paying for the fancy meats, he's going to have to destroy his house. But the acha al kakule, one who eats vegetables, which of course are much cheaper than meat, akikle de masa shachiv, he's going to sit at the edges of the city, which, if I understand correctly, is referring to the places where the butchers hang out. And since he's not going to be in debt from the butchers, he eats vegetables, he'll have no problem living next to them, as opposed to one who spends money and takes out debt from these butchers. You cannot live in those areas of this city. Okay. So the new mission begins now. Masisin mazgol kos rishon. A person pours the first cup of wine. We're back to the Leil Seder now. First cup of wine in the beginning of the Seder. Beishamei omrim mivarech al hayom v'acharkach mivarech al hayayin. You say a guffin last, and then you say the bracha on mekadosh yisrael v'azmanim. That's Beishamei shita. But we hold, of course, like Beis Hillel, omrim first mivarech al hayayin in the beginning, bar pirei guffin in the beginning, and acharkach afterwards mivarech al hayom. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that appears in Maseches Brachos as well. Tani Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beishamai Beisil Besuda, matters related to the meal, with machlokas between Beisil Beishamai. Beishamai Omer Mevarech Al Hayom V'acharkach Mevarech Al Hayayin, like we have here in the Mishnah, but there in the Gemara in Brachos explains why. Why do you say the Bracha on Yom first? Bipnei Shayom Gorim Layayin Sheyavo. Why are we saying Kiddush? Because it's Yom Tov. The day is what dictates that tonight should be a day of Kiddush. So Yom causes Yayin, Yom should come first. Ukvar Kiddush Yom, Vadayin Yayin Laba. And furthermore, the day was already in this Kaddish. It's already Yom Tov now, and you haven't brought the wine yet. So first acknowledge the Yom, and then afterwards bring the Yayin to the Bracha HaGefen. Beis Hel Omrim Mevarech Al HaYayin, you first say the Bracha HaGefen, or Gafen, V'acharkach Mevarech Al HaYom, and then you say the Kiddush. Why? Mipnei shayayin gorim lekiddush shetomar. That the wine allows you to say kiddush. You can't say kiddush in a vacuum. You need wine to say kiddush. Rashbam points out either wine or bread, but wine is certainly preferable. So since you can't say kiddush without there being yayin really allows you to say kiddush. So first you should say the bracha on gafen, and then afterward you should say the bracha on kiddush. The Gemara then says further, davar acher, another reason why you should say hagafen first. Davar acher, birchas hayayin tedira, ubirchas hayom einu tedira. Why is birchas hayayin tadir? Because you could say agafen all week long. Every day you could say agafen, but kiddush you can only say on Shabbos, you can only say Yom Tov. It's much more infrequent. And therefore, since birchas hayayin is tadira, ubirchas hayom einu tadira, we have the klal, tadir, v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodim. That which comes more frequently precedes that which comes less frequently. Hilchas had to be paskim, and paskim like kedivrei beis hillel. So Gemara says, so my davar acha, why did the Gemara feel the need to bring two different reasons as to why we say the bracha gafen before yayin? So Gemara says, because v'chitem, if you tell me, hasam tarti, Beishame brought two different reasons why we say yom before yayin. He said, number one is because yom causes the yayin. Number two is kfar kiddush yom. So since Beishame brought two reasons, v'hacha, Beisil only brought chada, one reason, so we would think maybe Beishame should win, because he has more reasons. So in order to balance everything out, hachanami tarti ninu, we have to bring a second reason, that there are two reasons for Beisil's shita as well. In other words, tadir v'sheinu tadir, tadir kodim. So it is even, they both have two reasons, and we end up paskening halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. Apshita, that's obvious, we always pask like Beis Hillel, why would you think otherwise? So Gemara says, the baskol already came out, that we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai. So Gemara says, Ibaiseima kodem baskol, either this statement of Hilchasa ki Beis Hillel was prior to that baskol coming out, But after the Bas Galil was stated that we passed on Beis Hillel, you would not need this statement. Or alternatively, Ibaisema, La'achar Bas Galil, it came even after the Bas Galil announced from heaven that we passed on Beis Hillel, we still needed to say Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel, because Rabbi Yeshua holds the Amar Ein Mashkichin Be'Bas Galil. We don't rely on Bas Galils, just like the Ma'aseh of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer. If you remember that whole Ma'aseh, the Machlokas, the Gemara B'Metzia, the Tanur Da'achnai, the Tanur, the Tameh, that Rabbi Blazer had the trees move and the water move and the walls shake, all that stuff. And the Bas Galil came out and said Rabbi Blazer was allowed, Rabbi Blazer is correct rather. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't, lo b'shmaim, we don't trust Bas Galils. So that sheet is Rabbi Yeshua, Ein Mashkichin Be'Bas Galil. So therefore, even after the Bas Galil came out, the Gemara still needed to say Halacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel. Take a look at Tosas Dir Maschil, the Amar Ein Mashkichin Be'Bas Galil. Vim Tomer, if that's the case, we don't rely on a Bas Galil. Maisha the Kaimelon Be'Bas Galil the Beis Hillel. So how come we rely on the Bas Galil of Beis Hillel, according to some opinions, V'lo Kaimelon Be'Bas Galil the Rabbi Eliezer? In other words, the first Ibai's aim of the Gemara here is, we do rely on Bas Galils. But this Gemara was before the Bas Galil came out. That's why they said Kedivrei Beis Hillel. Had it been after the Bas Galil, we wouldn't need to say we trust the Bas Galil. So how come there's an opinion that holds we do trust Bas Galils by Beis Hillel, but we don't trust the Bas Galil that said Rabbi Eliezer is right? So Tosfos answers V'yei Shlomar, D'hacha Beis Hillel have a ruba. The truth is Beis Hillel is really rov, and we know rov is always how we paskin legabe halacha. So they're really ruba. Elad Beis Shammai mechadad etfei, but since Beis Shammai is sharper, so there's a bit of a balance there. Aval, so therefore we have to have, once the Bas Galil comes in, that Beis Hillel is correct, we really know that Beis Hillel is correct, and it's not that much, we're not really depending on the Bas Galil. Aval, Hasan, the Bas Galil haya keneged Rabim, there, where the Bas Galil went against the Rabim, lo kaimelon hach, we don't trust such a Bas Galil. Fine, and then Tosfos just says, and therefore, Bas Galil lo yatsa el el chvodo, kede amrina an hasan min hashmaim yochichum. The only reason why Bas Galil said like Rabbi Eliezer was not really to say that's how we paskin, because we can't paskin like a Bas Galil against the Rabbim. We just the Bas Galil just came out just to show some cover to Rabbi Eliezer, but wasn't really midas from midin psak. Okay, the Gemara now says the bottom of the Amud here, the Mishnah, Masnisin hevi lefanav mitava b'chazares. So that you bring in front of you, so there's a bit of some girsa here. So the Rashbam points out you bring some yirakos, you bring some vegetables. This was karpas now. After you say the bracha on yayin, you bring karpas. And then the Mishnah says, have you lefan of mitava b'chazeres? Or you could bring chazeres. Chazeres is normally mar. So you're allowed to use mar as well for karpas. If there are no other vegetables, you're allowed to bring chazeres, use mar instead. So again, have you lefan of mitava b'chazeres ad shmegila parparas hapas, until you get to the bread, until you get to hamotzi. So look at the Rashbam to explain what's going on here. The Rashbam, all the way in the bottom, says mitava b'chazeres. Zel lashin gemara, kidetani le'el kuvzayin, hashamish mitava b'bnei ma'ayim, they would dip it into the insides, the innards of the animal. The fisha kol ma'achal ma'idei tivel. Everything that they would eat always dip. They dip things inside as they eat. V'hai tivel, la v'charosesu. This tivel, we're not talking about dipping in charoses. We're not talking about karpas doesn't go in charoses. Kidekatani le'kaman, havi l'fan of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses mechlal da'dayin l'haviyu. The very next line in the Mishnah, we're going to actually bring charoses to the table. So charoses isn't here yet. So we're not being metabel the karpas in charoses. V'chazeres lav dafka hi. And when the Mishnah says you bring out chazeres, which is normally marer, doesn't really mean marer. Ela im ein sham yerek acher metabel b'chazeres v'ochel. What it means is if there is no other vegetable, so then you're allowed to use marer as karpas as well. So then the next Rashbam says, so you ad shemegila parperes hapas kodem shegil osa chazeres. You eat this chazeres as karpas before you get to the chazaris, which is the chiv of mar. Shu ochel acher matzah, that which is eaten after matzah, that's hu mevarach al achilas mar. That's a different thing. So you're using the same lettuce, let's say. Once you're using for karpas, then you're using later on for mar. What's the difference? The difference is, later on, you say the bracha of al achilas mar. Kidechsiv al matzah merurim. Betchila matzah v'chagrach mar. You only have the mar after eating the matzah. The tiva rishon, what's the point in dipping the first time? Why do we dip the karpas in anything in the first place? We dip it in salt water. Why do you dip it in? The reason is, k'dei shiyak tinak v'yishel. So they should ask a question. That's the only reason why we do karpas, according to the Rashbam. The fi she'ein b'nei adam regilin lechol yerek kodem suda. Most people don't have vegetables or appetites before they wash. They wash first, and then they have something to eat. The fact that we're having a little appetizer before the meal, that's going to raise questions so the children could ask. So now the Mishnah says, continues, Hevi lefanav matzah v'chazares v'charoses Ushnei tafshilin, you bring the rest of the ka'ara, there's matzah there, there's marar, there's the charoses, there's the shnei tafshilin, which we'll discuss. And the alpha pishen charoses mitzvah, even though charoses isn't really a mitzvah, they would still bring it as part of the ka'ara. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, mitzvah, he felt actually the charoses was a mitzvah. We'll see what that means shortly. It was a mitzvah, and that's why it was part of the ka'ara. At this stage, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when they would bring out the Karban Pesach as well. Take a look at Tosos in the bottom before we turn the page. Tosos asks, Afa Pishein Charoses Mitzvah, even though Charoses is not a mitzvah, it's simply a Rishus Ba'alma, asks Tosos, Vim Tomar Amailo Asa Charoses, Dirishus Mevatel Chazeres the Mitzvah. So if Charoses, according to the Tanakam, is only a Dover Rishus, so if you were to dip the maror, which is a mitzvah, into charoses, which is a rishus, there's a concept that mitzvahs can be mevatel each other. If you take a mitzvah and you're dipping into something that is not a mitzvah, that davar rishus could actually cancel out somehow the mitzvah itself. So why would we take a mitzvah and put it into something that's rishus? It's diluting the mitzvah. So Tosas writes, v'yesh lomar, d'chevin d'chol ikar maror lo nitzkan rach betivel b'charoses, mishim kappa. We'll see later on in the Masech, in the Perek, and that we're going to see the reason why they dip Marah into Charoses was because there is a certain poison or danger of the Marah. They had to water it down. So it was part of the eating the Marah. You could only eat it with Charoses. So you don't view it as being Mevatel. That's how they were Masakin in the first place. Lo Mikre Bito Baka. If you take two things that are against each other, that are associated to each other, there's a concept of being Mevatel each other. But since they're Masakin, the Mara has to be eaten by the Charoses. That's part of one mitzvah, and we can't view them as canceling each other out. So now the Gemara points out on the top of Amr Beis, Kuf Yadalam Beis here. The Gemara says, Amr Reish Lakash says, we can conclude from our Gemara that Zosemer, this is what we can learn, mitzvos tzrichos kavana. The mitzvos require kavana, because remember, you just had the Chazeres. You had the Mara in the beginning as Karpas. So why didn't that serve as the Mara itself? So it seems you could eat a mitzvah, you were not yotzei mitzvah, since you did not have kavana for the marah when you ate it initially, the same lettuce you ate initially as karpas, not as marah, you were not yotzei marah initially, because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So as he explains, kevan de lo be'idan chiyuva de marahu de achil, since when he ate the karpas, it was not at the time when you're chayv de marah, it wasn't yet the time of it, he ate it when he said the bari per adama in the beginning of the meal. So the Dilma lo chavin lamar, perhaps at that point, when he was having just as karpas, he did not have kavana for mara. Hilchach, and therefore, since he did not have kavana, he wasn't yotzei. Hilchach boi lemehadar, lat bulei l'sham shei mara. He'd have to dip it a second time later on, l'shei mara. Because the itzak adaitach mitzvah lo boi kavana. If you were to hold that if you perform a mitzvah and you don't require any kavana, so that means you're already yotzei when you ate the lettuce as the karpas, that also worked for mara because you don't need kavana. So if you don't need kavana, lama lach trei tefila, why do you have to have two dips? So v'ha tavolei chadazimna, didn't you already dip it once earlier? So therefore, the fact that you require dipping a second time is because since you did not have kavana, when you had it as karpas, you were not yotzei the mitzvah. But the implication is, had you had kavana, when you had it as karpas, also, for maror, einach hanami, you would be yotzei the mitzvah amar. But since you didn't have kavana, that's why you have to repeat it a second time. So Gemara says, mimai, how do you know that's the case? Maybe you have to dip it a second time for a different reason. Maybe really you were yotzei when you had the maror in the beginning of the meal as karpas. And even though there is no kavana, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. Mitzvahs ain't tichas kavana. So why do you dip it a second time? So be my dilma liola mitzvahs ain't tichas kavana. And you were yotzei the mitzvah when you ate it in the beginning of the meal. But the karmas trait tivula lomeli, that which you asked, why is there a need for two dippings? Kiecha de lehave hekeira letinokos. So that the children should ask, wait a second, did we do this once already? Why are we doing this a second time? We want to try to engage the children so that they should ask questions. Nothing to do with mitzvah tzrichas kavana and tzrichas kavana. It has to do with raising questions in the eyes of the children. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, im kein lishma'inan shar yirakos. So maybe we should teach us din by taking different vegetables. Why are we stressing that dafka the maror, the chazeres, is dipped once in the beginning and the chazeres is dipped a second time in the other? Maybe just have, cucumbers in the beginning and then a mara later on. Why are we saying the same chazeres could be dipped in twice? So Gemara says, Iyash me'inan shayirakos, had I had the din only by other vegetables, you dip twice. Behava mina, heichad ikashar yirakos, hu debe'inan trade tivula, when they're two different types of vegetables. So you need one dipping in of the, of the carrots, potatoes, celery for karpas, and you need a second dipping where you're having lettuce and maror later on. Aval chazeres lechudav, a guy only has chazeres at his table. So maybe in that case, when he's having his karpas and as for maror, maybe lo boy trey tivulam, maybe he should not require two dippings. So Gemara says, no, even in that case, even though you're using the same exact min as both your karpas and your maror, you have to have kamash mulam, dafilu chazeres ba'inan trey tivulo. You need to dip it twice. Why? What's the reason? Simply, ki heicha de lehevei behekeri latino. Because simply that the children should ask questions. No halachic purpose for this other than the children asking questions. Ba'in hachanami, the din is, if a person has maror in the beginning of the meal, even though there's no kavana, we would assume that you would be yod to the mitzvah, because mitzvahs ain't tzichas kavana. That's just part of the conversation. How we paskin, halacha ma'aseh, we paskin that all deraisas require kavana. B'diavad, if there's no kavana, you have to do it again. Midrabanan, lichatchila, midrabanans require kavana. If you had the mitzvah without kavana, you don't have to repeat the mitzvah. But this is all part of the shakla taya in understanding this concept, tzichas kavana or ain't tzichas kavana. So now the Gemara proves further that you don't need kavana from a very clear brisa. The Ode, Tani, the brisa clearly states, Ochlam demai, a person eats demai, and maror as demai, he's yotze the mitzvah. Now even though demai, the din is only an ani, is allowed to eat from demai. A demai is a food that is a suffix, whether the farmer took meiser or not, so we have to take meiser in case the farmer didn't take meiser. So only an ani is allowed to have demai without meiser. You and I must take meiser first. So why could I be yotze my mitzvah of maror if it's demai? So Rashi explains, because since I can, in theory, I could be mafkir all my property and become an ani, so it is somewhat fit to me as well. So I could be yotze my mitzvah of maror if it's demai. And furthermore, the Brisa says, achlam below miskaven yatza, a clear statement of the Brisa, if you ate maror without kavana, you are yotze the mitzvah. So that's a clear Brisa against Reish Lakish. And just finishing off the Brisa, achlam lechatzarin, a person decides to eat half a kazayas of maror and break it up into two halves, he's also yotze if he breaks up the eating, as long as he'll bavad shelo yishay bein achila lechaver to yos mechdei achilas pras, as long as he does not separate between the different eatings more than a kedei achilas pras, which is anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes. But we see from this brisa clearly that maror does not require kavana against shitas Reish Lakish. So Gemara says the truth is it's really a tanahi, it's really a machlokas tanaim whether or not Tzichas Kavana, or in Tzichas Kavana. The Tani, the Braisa, says that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Alpha Pisha Tivo Bechazeres, even though a person dipped his Chazeres, Mitzvah Lahavi, Lefan of Chazeres, Vicharoses, Vishnei Tavshilim. You still have to bring out another Chazeres later on in the Mitzvah, later on in the Seder, rather. So the Gemara says, Vakati Mimai, how do you know? So the fact that initially the Gemara, the Braisa says, you have to bring out the Chazeres a second time, that even though you dipped the Chazeres in initially, there's a Mitzvah to bring out a Chazeres later on as well for Mar. Why do you bring it out? Must be because there's a requirement. You need kavana. This brisa assumes you need kavana. Mar says, how do you prove from this brisa that you need kavana? Vakati mimai. Duma kasava Rabbi Yossi, mitzvahs ain't tichas kavana. Maybe really, mitzvahs don't require kavana. And you already yotze the mitzvah of chazeres when you ate it in the beginning of the meal as karpas. So why do you bring out the chazeres a second time? V'haydi be'inan tre tivulo. Why do you dip twice? Simply again, ki heichi de teve hekeri l'tinoko. So the children should ask questions. Well, you had already the maror before. Why have the maror a second time? Must be to ask questions. So the Gemara says, no. That cannot be the limud from this brisa, from Rabbi Yossi, because imkein my mitzvah. It was simply to ask questions. Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say, there's a mitzvah to bring out the chazeres a second time. That's not a mitzvah. That's a nice thing. It's an important thing. It's an element of the Leil Seder. But the fact that he uses the lashon of a mitzvah, which is a strong lashon, indicates even though he ate already before, he has not fulfilled his mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to bring out chazeres to fulfill his mitzvah because he didn't have kavana initially. So Rabbi Yossi clearly holds mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, and the previous brisa that says a person can eat the maror without there being kavana and yotze. So it is a machlokas tanaim where the mitzvah tzrichas kavana applies to maror or not. Seemingly this is a general machlokas, but other cases whether or not mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. But the truth is, one could really say that in general you could hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, but by achila you may not need kavana. Why don't you need kavana by achila? Because the hana that one gets by eating the maror, you could question whether there's hana by eating maror, but the hana that one gets when eating food, in general, that might substitute for the need for kavana. That itself, that hana, is a din by misasik. When a person is misasik in something, he's putter. What's misasik? Let's say, Shabbos, you walk into your room and you flip on the light because that's what your habit is. You're not chayv, you need melachas b'chashev. You need to think about something. You weren't cognizant of what you're doing. You're just going in and flipped on the light that people do all the time. when it comes to that's Masasek, it's Pater. You're Pater for doing that on Shabbos. The Gemara says your Masasek is Pater from everything except for Arayos and eating Chalev. Because since you get Hanav from Arayos, you get Hanav from eating Chalev, that Hanav translates into Kavana. You can't ignore the Kavana that's there. So anytime there's some type of Hanav, that translates into being positive Kavana. So even though in general you might hold Mitzos Tzrichos Kavana, you need Kavana. By Maro or Mata, you may not need Kavana because the Hanah itself serves as a necessary Kavana. So the Gemara says further now, the end of the Amud, Maisha Tavshilin, we said in the Mishnah, you have to bring on the Kara, you brought the various things, and of the things you bring, aside from the Chazeres and the Matzah and the Maro, you also bring Shnei Tavshilin. What are the two cooked items? So the Gemara goes through different opinions. The Gemara says, Amar of Huna, Silka Varoza. So Silka, I think, is like, what do you call that? Beets. There you go. I'm trying to get it. Beets. I was confused with beets. And their orez is rice. You bring beets and rice to the table. Rava hava mehader asilka varoza. So therefore, he was very makbid. Rava was makbid to bring dafka, beets, and rice. Hove nafik mipuma de Ravuna. Ravuna said that's what it should be. The shnei tavshilin are beets and rice. So that's what he went after. So, which is interesting, and none of us have that, obviously. So, Rav Ashi points out one interesting halachic point from here. Shema Amina, the Rav Huna, less the Chayish Lahad Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. He clearly was not concerned with the Shita Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. The Tanya, less the Chayish the Tanya, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer, Orez min Daganu. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, we had in the Mishnah early in the Masechta, all the way in the second parak, that chametz can come from any of the five chamisha mina dagan, any of the five grains of wheat, oat, and barley, and so on, spelt. So the din is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri thought there was a sixth min, rice. Rice is really chametz. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri felt. So the fact that he allowed rice to come to his table must be he was not concerned with the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who held orez min dagan hu v'chayavin ala al chimutzei kares. And if you didn't make in the chametz, but rather you use it for making matzah, adam yotzei ba'idei chavasa be'pesach, you could also be yotzei your mitzvah matzah as well. So the fact that he allowed this to be the table sounds like he says it was a problem. Why? I mean, it was not a problem because rice was cooked; it wasn't baked. Rice, you cook it. It was a bishul shnei tavshilim, so that would be a problem of chametz. And the fact that he allowed it must be he did not hold of shitas b'yochanan ben Nuri. More from you see from this is like the svardim, of course, that the kinyas that Ashkenazim would not have rice at our seder. Not because of chametz, because of kidneys, but clearly this was not an issue back then. Kidneys didn't exist in the times and place of Rav Huna. So then the Gemara says that's all Shitas Rav Huna, that he'd bring silka varoza to the table. However, according to Chizkiah Amar afilu dag ubeit shalav, even the fish and eggs that they used to crack an egg over the fish and cook them together. So even though they were kind of cooked together, that's considered shnei tavshilim. Those are considered two items, and that also can fulfill the need of the shnei tavshilim. So then the Gemara says further, of Yosef Amar, no, tzarech shnei mine bas, you need two types of meat, echad zecher lepesach v'echad zecher lechagiyah, which is what we had the practice. We had the practice of having egg and a shank bone, but they have to be zecher lepesach, zecher lechagiyah. We'll get to Tosfos in just a second about this. And Ravina Amar, afilu grama ubishula, he was makel, even if you have the piece of meat, grama is a piece of meat, and bishula is the gravy of the meat. That gravy also serves as shnei tavshilim. This is simply a zecher ba'alma, and therefore you don't have to be so crazy about what that's going to be. But of course, our minhag is to have an egg and a shank bone. So take a look at Tosos. Tosos says, what about this year when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? This year when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there's no chagiga. If you remember from the middle of Masechta, there's only a carbon chagiga when Erev Pesach is a weekday. But when it falls out on a Shabbos like this year, there's no chagiga. So he says maybe you shouldn't have to have shnei tavshilim. If the whole purpose of shnei tavshilim is echad zecher lepesach, which we will have, Erev Pesach shechalias b'Shabbos, there is a Pesach, but echad zecher chagiga, there's no carbon chagiga on a year like this. Maybe you only need one tavshil. So Tosfos writes on the bottom echad zecher lepesach echad lechagiga. He says kishechal yudalad yos b'Shabbos like this year, the 14th falls out on Shabbos. Ein sarach rak. Bishul echad. You really only need one bishul. The chagigas yudalad eino dochas a Shabbos. You would not bring a carbon chagiga yudalad on a year like this. So that's the first understanding of Tosfos. But then he writes to Miu, Omeri, the mikomakom ein lechalik. He says one should not be mechalik. Why not? So he says, the dami lechova. So they said, it sounds like you're doing it as a chova. I'll explain what that means in a second. Im hainu manichan melasos shnei tavshilin, if we end up not having two. I mean, the whole zecher, we never want to take zecher too seriously. Because the moment you take zecher too seriously, it turns out it's serious, and now you're actually eating kachim. Right? If you take it the same thing, just like machzah shekel, We bring Machzor Shekel on Purim, on Tainis Esther, so we want it to be a Zeicha. But the moment a person takes it too seriously, it looks like you're taking a real Machzor Shekel, making Hektish, which is going to be the next Masechta. So the moment you take the Zeichel Chagiga, Zeichel Pesach, too seriously, it looks like you're really having it as Kachim, and therefore we don't want it to be too serious. So it's a Zeicher, so leave it as two, so people don't think it's that real of a Karim Pesach. That's one reason he says, leave it as is, even though it doesn't make sense to, but we want to avoid people thinking it's too real. And also he says, V'gam, Yesh Lachush, Shema Lo Yasu B'Shar Pesachim. Maybe there's a concern, if let's say this year we only do one Tavshil, maybe, I don't know, there's a person making her Seder for the first year. A family that got married, they're making their first Seder. So next year, I remember last year we made Seder, there's only one Tavshil. This year also maybe there's only one Tavshil, but that's not true. So in order to avoid that from happening, they said, just don't be mechalik, just have Shnei Tavshil in every single year, even in a year like this. Then he writes something very interesting. Vein Shem Chashash, don't be choshish, im anu osin, if we do make two Tavshil in a year like today. Afagavd, delosh tzarch, even though it's not needed, delekel mechash, don't be concerned, Shema Yivna Beis HaMikdash, and people, let's say next year the Beis HaMikdash is built. Let's say it's built very soon. And what's going to happen, let's say next year is another, let's say it's another Yudal that falls out on Shabbos. The guy's going to say, last year we had two Shnei Tavshilim, Zeichel HaChagiga, Zeichel HaPesach. Maybe this year the Beis HaMikdash, we have to bring a Chagiga also, right? Because the whole Zeicher was for Lamaisa, Karim Pesach, a Karim Chagiga. So maybe a guy's going to think, when the Beis HaMikdash is actually there, we should bring a Karim Chagiga, even though Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So Tosis writes, no need to be concerned. He says again, the Ein Shem Chashash, no concern, im Anu Osen, if we make Shnei Tavshilin as Zeicher like this year. Af Agav Delot Tzarech, even though it's not needed. The Lekel HaMeichash, we're not concerned, Shema Yivna Beis HaMikdash V'yomer, they're going to say, Ishtaked, last year, Asinu Zeicher Chagiga B'Shabbos, we did a Zeicher Chagiga, even though Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, the Hashanami maybe this year as well, not Kriva B'Shabbos, we should bring an actual Karmel Chagiga on Shabbos. Isn't that going to happen, maybe? That's a big concern. So it says, tells us, that Karava Masurin is reason. No, you can't just show up to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a carbon. They're going to stop you in the way and say, wait a second, what kind of carbon is this? And they're going to say it's a Karmel Chagiga, they're going to say there's no Karmel Chagiga today, turn back around. So therefore, since it's Masur Lizrizim, only this reason, the Quantum are involved in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no concern that a Karmel Chagiga will maisa be brought. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Moshe v'Aaron ye imanu, Moshe and Aaron will be there as well. V'lech l'mita, there's no concern of any mistakes happening at all. And therefore, achaba l'haniach m'la'asa shnei tavshilim ein mazir nelsa. Therefore, those who want to leave to shnei tavshilim, there's no concern of anything bad happening. A fascinating tosos about this din. Okay, so let's stop here. Let's quickly recap. We start off the Gemara by saying the end of the top of the Amud Aleph about the person not spending money on the food, rather a person should spend money on his house, on his real estate. And then the Mishnah said about the order of the first cup, Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether Yayin comes first or the Kiddush comes first. We postulate Beis Hillel that wine comes first, and then you say Kiddush, based on the fact that you need wine to allow for Kiddush, and also Tadir Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodem. We discussed about postulate Beis Hillel, whether we rely on the Baskel or not a Baskel. Then the Mishnah at the bottom spoke about bringing the Chazeres, not only as the Mar, but also as the Karpas, so you could use it as both. And then they brought the Kara of the various mitzvahs, and then it's Machlokas, the end of the Mishnah, whether or not Charosis is simply a Devar Rishus, or according to Rav Elazar ben Tzadok, it was actually a mitzvah. And also, that was the point when they bring the Karim Pesach to the table as well. Then Reish Lakish had a whole discussion that he felt that mitzvah tzichas kavana, because when you ate the marah in the beginning of the meal, it's karpas, it was not for the kavana of marah, so you were not yod to the marah, so you have to have it and dip it a second time. We ended up refuting that, saying that no, the reason why you dip twice is not because you were not yod to the mitzvah. You were yod to the mitzvah. You don't need kavana, but simply to have the children ask questions. And we end up concluding it's actually machlokas tanayim, whether or not marah tzichas kavana, or ain't tzichas kavana. And then we had a four-way machlokas, or at least not a machlokas, but really different opinions. What exactly was needed for Shnei Tavshilin? Was it rice and beets? Was it the egg and the fish? Was it two types of meat? Was it meat and the gravy? And that's how we finished off. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.